Coffee in hand, the day off ahead of us, I lean back in my desk chair and wait for my computer to turn on. Slightly hungover from last night, I pop some ibuprofen, downed a frozen breakfast burrito, heated in the microwave, of course, and made myself the biggest cup of coffee I could find. It's 9 in the morning and all the guys are still sleeping, which gives me time to do what I wanted to do last night before I flopped on my bed and passed out, pants halfway off my legs. After signing into my computer, I pull up the student registry, sort by first name, and start scrolling through the H names. There can't be many Harmonies in it. 2. I smile to myself and look at their graduation year. Harmony Styles is the winner. Because I'm the creep that I am, I pull up Instagram hoping she doesn't have her profile set to private and type in her name. When I see her grid of pictures, I snicker. This almost seems too easy. In the About Me section, there's some hoity-toity Shakespeare quote that does nothing for me, followed by a bunch of emojis. Brazilian flag. Okay, that explains that sexy ass. Peanut. Huh. Either a nickname or she likes peanuts. A pen. Is she a writer? That would explain the Shakespeare quote. Flamenco dancer. Does she like to dance? I scan her pictures quickly and find one of her wearing a short, glittery pink dress that accentuates her every curve, and laughing while a beefy-looking guy spins her around. Is that her boyfriend? I scan the date. It's several months ago, and there's not another picture with him. Okay, maybe not a boyfriend. I go back up to the top and click on her stories to see if she's up to anything today. There is a boomerang of her in her waitress uniform with a comment that says, "Another day serving up grease." It's the best grease in town. The next one is of her coffee mug with a timestamp of 7 this morning, followed by her drinking the coffee with massive bedhead. She looks sexy in an off-the-shoulder sweater, hair falling over one eye. The last story nearly shakes me out of my shorts. It's a full body shot of her in a yellow bikini, blowing a kiss to the camera with the comment, "41st Street Beach all day." I smile to myself, knowing exactly what I'll be doing today.
"Thank God that band is done. That was torture," Priya says next to me while adjusting her floppy hat. "I thought you had to audition to play today." "Apparently not." Priya applies more sunscreen. Covering Vince Gill and Randy Travis songs should be criminal. Hopefully the next band has more up-to-date music. I wouldn't mind a little Sam Smith remix at this point. You wouldn't mind a Sam Smith remix at any point in time. His voice is just so smooth. Chuckling, I drink the rest of my lemonade and stand. I'm going to get another lemonade, and I think one of those funnel cakes I keep smelling. I pull a 20 from my bra cup and say, "Thanks to Holt Green, I have some extra food cash. Want another drink?" "I'm good, but I hope you plan on sharing that funnel cake." "It's the size of a dinner plate. Of course I'm sharing it." Cash in hand, reusable cup in the other, I trot across the sand toward the concession stand to grab the very healthy lunch I have planned for myself. After Holt left me a $60 tip, I told myself I'd only use 20 of it for food. I set some cash aside for a few drinks, but now that I have a little more, I can skip the cheap protein bar I packed for myself and indulge a little. Even though the tip was outrageous and confirmed the self-righteous attitude I thought of when it came to those guys, I also didn't want to push too hard to give it back to him, because $60 felt like $200 in my hand last night. It seemed wrong, pocketing the huge tip, but I convinced myself I earned it after serving those guys, not that they were hard to deal with. Holt was rude, but I still had to put up with them, and that alone is worth $60. Thankfully, the beach isn't too crowded, so the line for the concession stand isn't terribly long. Just like everyone else in line, I rely on my phone to keep me company and start going through Instagram and all my friends' stories. A lot of end-of-summer parties in Nebraska. Parties I couldn't attend because driving back and forth from Nebraska costs a lot in gas and takes forever. I don't have forever, especially with my job. I take all the hours I can get and then hoard my cash.